I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. Today, we're talking about everything from the latest in the Supreme Court controversy and the trade war to the best U.S. airports and the Super Bowl halftime show. Those stories and many more in less than 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. Today is Friday, September 21st. You ready? Let's do this. A compromise is in the works. Maybe. It's not a done deal yet. Christine Blasey Ford says through her lawyer that she'll testify next week. Not on Monday, but next week, even if there's no FBI investigation like she originally wanted. Remember, Blasey Ford says the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Kavanaugh says it's not true, and he wants a hearing as soon as possible so he can try to clear his name. Senate Republicans were trying to make it all happen on Monday, but Blasey Ford's lawyers are now suggesting Thursday. The New York Times reports they also laid out some conditions. One, that she not be in the same room as Kavanaugh. Two, she wants him to testify first, more witnesses should be subpoenaed, and no lawyers can question her, just lawmakers. It's unclear if those things will happen, but everyone does agree on this one. There must be steps to ensure her safety. She says she's gotten death threats since coming forward. Of course, this has been developing all week, and it's a big deal. Senators are trying to figure out how they should vote and if the nominee is qualified for the lifetime job as a Supreme Court justice. There's also one more new thing connected to all of this now. The Guardian cites sources saying a Yale professor would tell students to have a model-like appearance if they wanted a clerkship with Kavanaugh, that he liked a certain look in women. That professor says not true. But the dean at the law school is calling it concerning and says all complaints get investigated. So talks about a hearing continue. Expect more developments on this one very soon. There were three workplace shootings in a matter of 24 hours this week. The latest was at a Rite Aid warehouse in Maryland. CBS News reports three people and the shooter died. Before that, two other shootings where four people were hurt in each of them, one outside a judge's office in Pennsylvania and the first at a software company in Wisconsin earlier this week. So about the 1 million U.S. jobs that Jack Ma had promised, he's now saying, never mind. Jack Ma is the chairman of the Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba. Reuters reports Ma made the promise to bring jobs to the U.S. when he met with President Trump a couple of years ago. The plan was to allow small U.S. businesses onto its Alibaba platform to sell to people in China over the next 5 years. But now he says that plan was based on friendly trade relations between the U.S. and China, and that does not exist anymore. The U.S. and China are basically in a trade war. He also warned, be ready for the trade fight to last years, maybe even a couple of decades. Well, the U.S.-China trade war does not seem to be affecting something else. Wall Street. The Dow and S&P 500 both set record highs yesterday. The Wall Street Journal reports U.S. stocks are actually on track to exceed expectations for this year. Analysts say it's because the U.S. economy still looks strong, so that's outdoing concerns about trade relations. Some countries are hitting pause on importing strawberries from Australia, and the reason is pretty bizarre. The BBC reports there's a problem with needles showing up in strawberries there. Yes, like a sewing needle stuck inside the strawberry. In fact, Australia's biggest supermarket just said it's going to stop selling sewing needles until this ends, and authorities are telling people there to cut their fruit before they eat it. Retailers in Russia and the UK now are blocking strawberry imports for now. All right, some other things people may be talking about today. California is now the first state saying plastic straws cannot be handed out at restaurants. The LA Times reports customers at dine-in restaurants will now need to ask for straws if they want some. Fast food and other to-go type restaurants, though, are not required to do this. The governor says too many straws are ending up in the ocean and hurting marine life and even affecting our food. Critics, though, say in part it's too much of a burden on small businesses. The law goes into effect starting January 1st of next year. Airline baggage fees continue to go up. The Wall Street Journal says American Airlines just raised its baggage fees by $5, so it's now $30 for the first bag and $40 for the second. Other airlines have also raised prices recently, like Delta, United, and JetBlue. And now there's even a debate if the government should step in and stop airlines from charging too much if you want to change your flight. The industry makes billions on change and cancellation fees each year, and airlines want to keep it that way. They say it's protection against rising fuel and labor costs, but some lawmakers wonder if it's getting out of hand. So stay tuned. There's no new law yet. What about airports? This year's North America Airport Satisfaction Study by J.D. Power is here, and it says the best airports in the U.S., the ones travelers rated the highest, are... well, there's actually three categories based on the size. So for mega airports, Las Vegas and Orlando tied for number one. For the large, John Wayne Airport in Orange County, California got the top spot. And for medium, Buffalo, New York's airport won the highest rating. Okay, we still have some tech news to talk about, but a quick break now to thank our sponsor this week, HelloFresh. HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that makes sure your dinner is much easier. It does the shopping and all the planning for you, so you can look forward to cooking after work or after a busy day instead of feeling stressed about what to do for dinner. You get pre-measured ingredients with step-by-step recipes delivered right to your door. So it's easy, convenient, and the food is really good. Plus, on a Friday night like tonight, it's fun to grab a bottle of wine and cook with your spouse or family. I loved making the chicken pineapple quesadillas with homemade pico de gallo and southwestern spices, and it really only took us about 30 minutes. And you can choose classic, veggie, or family plans. I love that the ingredients are fresh and responsibly obtained. So give this thing a try. You get a total of $60 off right now when you go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 and enter the promo code newsworthy60. It's like receiving up to half off three boxes. That's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy60 with the promo code newsworthy60. Now back to the news. Amazon has officially announced its large list of new smart devices for your home, the kind with the voice assistant Alexa. So yes, there are new versions of its smart speakers and display, but Digital Trends reports there's also some new devices, like a new smart plug that works with Alexa to control the outlet and whatever is plugged into it. And as expected, there's a new smart microwave after all. It's basically just a microwave, but with voice controls. Plus, several other gadgets are on this list. Most devices are not available yet, but you can pre-order before they come out next month. Google apparently allows other third-party apps to scan and share stuff in your Gmail account. Google told lawmakers in a letter that, yes, app developers can access the info as long as they tell users why and how they'll be using the data, and that the company reviews all third-party apps. Plus, Google does not scan your email for ads. This will be more of an issue next week. Senators are set to chat about privacy with officials from Google, Apple, AT&T, and Twitter next Wednesday, the 26th. To be continued. Well, it looks like Maroon 5 will be the star of the halftime show at the 2019 Super Bowl. Variety cites several sources, but there's no official announcement just yet. Today, Muslims around the world are observing Ashura. It started last night and ends this evening. Ashura marks the 10th day of the first month in the Islamic calendar. Some people will be fasting. And that's it. Thanks so much for listening today. As always, if you want to read more about any of the stories mentioned, I list all the sources and story links for you in today's show notes. Just go to thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and then look for today's date. The Newsworthy is ready for you every weekday by 4 in the morning Eastern Time. So I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.